Hey, fighters, today I want to introduce you to my new friend, Chris Green. Came across him on LinkedIn a few weeks ago, and I just wanted to have a short conversation with him because he's really attacked this inbound marketing content creation game. Now, he's from outside the home improvement industry. He actually works, he's in insurance, flood insurance to be specific. And you can check him out at the Flood Insurance Guru online, and you'll find Chris. But here's the cool thing, my friends. He has created 1,000 videos in 1,000 consecutive days. And he talks a little bit about how he went about doing that, the impact that it had on his business, and his status as an expert within the industry. So without further ado, check out my conversation here with Chris Green. Chris, welcome to the Contract to Fight, man. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Tom.
Yeah. Well, listen, I was fired up to have you because I was on LinkedIn. I was scrolling around and I ran into a post of my buddy Marcus Sheridan, who's a friend of the fight and author of They Ask You Answer and a bunch of other stuff. And that's kind of the Bible for content creation, in my opinion. And then he just came out with The Visual Sale, which is another great book. Guys, if you go to the Contractor Fight, yeah, you're holding him up right now. It's so funny. Guys, if you go to thecontractorfight.com, there's a Tom Recommends page somewhere around there, and we have links to all this stuff in there. But Chris, it caught my eye, man. Let me do this first. I want to go to the post that I saw, and it basically said, it was Marcus and you in a picture. It says, who reads They Ask You Answer, and then proceeds to produce 1,000 videos in 1,000 days. And then he says, this guy, that's who, Chris Green, a non-techie in the flood insurance space, simply started with this mindset. Why not me? And now you're crushing it. Your business has exploded and all that other stuff. So, dude, that's why we're here today. But before we kind of dig into some of this mindset stuff and just what you've been doing with content, tell us a little bit about you, your business, and what we might not know from a bio.
Yeah, so my name is Chris Green. I'm president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, which I just started a few years ago. And I've been in the insurance industry now almost 15 years. Had an auto and home business up until about 3 years ago before we shifted to flood only. But I bought a house in a flood zone about 12 years ago and had a disaster with it. Realtor didn't know what they were doing. Lender didn't know what they were doing. And I actually have a master's degree in flood mitigation. And when people started learning about what my background was in, they started calling me the Flood Insurance Guru as a joke. And I started the website, floodinsuranceguru.com, about 5 years ago now as a joke, just to start the conversation.
Yeah.
I grew up with a severe learning disability. Wasn't supposed to go to college. So really helping kids with disabilities was my passion. Well, when I got to 2018, I did a video challenge with a friend of mine called Nicholas Ayers with Made You Look Video. I did 30 days of video. I wanted to see how it could change our business. So I said, you know what? I am tired of everyone coming to me in tears, losing everything because either they didn't know to ask a question or they didn't know the answer. So I'm going to travel the country and I'm going to do 1 year of video. We are going to shoot a video in a different location every day for 1 year just to see what happens. So I got to the end of the year, you know, let's keep it going to 500. I got to 500 and my Facebook Messenger, my LinkedIn were just blowing up with questions. Hey, can you cover this? Can you come here? Well, then 500 turned into 1,000. We just had 1,000 a couple weeks ago. And we're still keeping it going. We started blogging 3 years ago. We started a podcast 3 years ago. And so in 2021, my goal was to produce over 3,000 pieces of content, which we will between Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and our daily blogging. The Federal Flood Insurance Program is releasing its first major update to its program in about 60 years. And we covered the entire country with that. No one else was really doing it. And so that's a big project I've been doing the last 3 to 6 months. And so, you know, education's my passion. Like I tell people, we are an educational company that just so happens to own an insurance agency.
That's so cool, man. That is so cool. So one of the things, let's go back to the start of this. And I'm on your YouTube right now. And talk about consistency, man. This is good stuff. What was the tipping point for you? Like, did you attend an event with Marcus? Had you read the book? What put you over the edge? Because a lot of people have heard this stuff, like you should create content and answer questions and all this other stuff. But you actually went out and implemented in a huge way. And I'm just curious what that tipping point was. What was that?
What for me, it was the 30 days of video. And I looked back and I saw the engagement we were getting. So when we started that year of video, you know, about 6 months in, I saw a light bulb come off. And I started reading Marcus's book back in 2018. And I've actually read it about 37 times since then. I'll probably read this thing once a week. But then what I realized is, like, look, this isn't rocket science. Like Marcus says, you know, you're just listening to your customers. You're obsessing over their questions. So everyone's like, you know, I don't know how you produce that much content. I said, how do you not produce that much content? Mm-hmm. Just listen. And so what I've done recently now, I've taken they ask, you answer it. I've actually applied it internally to create a better culture for our team, listening to our employees, the questions they have, creating what's called playbooks inside of a software we use called HubSpot. Mm-hmm. A customer calls in. We're creating this low stressful, universal playbook system. So when a customer calls and I have a question, we have a universal answer because we're listening to our team on the struggles and the questions they have. Like I tell people, they ask you answer is not a philosophy. I believe it's a culture. Mm-hmm. You know, prospects, employees, you've got to adopt this thing everywhere. But when I started doing it 3 years ago, I started seeing that with the writing on the wall. And so I started a spreadsheet where I'd write a question down and I had a checkbox, video, blog, podcast, and what we had done on it. But something I realized is, yeah, there's people in the flood insurance industry doing content, but the problem is they were generalizing it. And a lot of people are like, look, I'm in Omaha, Nebraska. I could care less what's happening in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I need to know how this is going to impact me here. So I set on this huge journey of really trying to localize this content. You know, not shooting my videos on Farmer's Green Screen, but shooting them in location, answering those questions in that city. And what I discovered is this huge barrier. People just drop when they see that. And they feel like they can immediately trust you.
So that's what's unique. Because like I said, I'm on your YouTube right now and I see Des Moines, Iowa flood insurance, Cedar Rapids. I see Naperville, Illinois. I see Chicago. You know, I could just go on and on and on here. Now, hopefully you don't take this the wrong way. I mean, this is a compliment. All right. So, but this is an industry that a lot of people would look at and go, this isn't sexy. You can't create a bunch of content around this. It's freaking insurance, man. Like, and I want to talk about that a little because our audience, as you know, is predominantly home improvement contractors all around the world. And a lot of times I hear from them, well, I just don't know what to create content around it. It's not going to be exciting or no, I'm not going to get a lot of views or subscribers or likes on something like this. What do you tell that person that doesn't think they have a sexy industry?
I said, look, if you can do it with insurance, you can do it with anything. Now, there's some regulations, but like I tell people, say, look, I don't have 100,000 subscribers. You know, I don't have 50,000 views. The key is I have the views that I need. And what I mean by that is that, like I tell people, I said, create the content. Don't worry that it answers the question today. Worry about that it answers the question when your customer has it, because that's when they want the answer. My average user, they consume my content 6 months after I produced it. The average age of my YouTube subscriber, a person comes to us off of YouTube, is 72 years old.
Wow.
And they've watched 5 of our videos before they pick up the phone or they email us. And they're like, hey, I've watched these videos. I've got questions on this.
That's pretty damn cool, man. That is so cool. So let me ask you this. I'm curious, since you started doing this, like when was the first video that you released? Like what year was that?
It was back in 2018. Now I did it in the fall of 2018. I did some silly stuff. So what I tell people is in my videos, what I want people to understand is like, look, if you have my video on mute, I still want you to know what I'm talking about. Mm. So I have a series of silly hats. Like I've got a whole closet of hats. I've got a poop hat that I wear in a lot of my videos that says happens. When I'm talking about the elephant in the room and I'm talking about some big changes, I'm wearing an elephant on my head. I've got a unicorn if I'm talking about something rare. And I'm shooting a location. So usually when I'm talking about, you know, some kind of risk, commercial buildings, you see it behind me. Like I tell people, look, I want people to be able to relate to the topic I'm talking about because they see it behind me or they see me wearing something that relates to it. Mm-hmm. And it makes it real easy for them to remember that.
That's pretty cool. So since 2018, you started doing this and obviously it's evolved. You've gotten better, just like any other skill that we learn. You find your groove and all this other stuff. How has it changed the sales in your business?
Really, actually, I could take a customer from inquiry to finalization really without having almost a single conversation with them by using video. And one thing was, part of it was, you know, this book that they talk about, the visual sale.
Yeah.
I actually have built out a learning center on our website. I'm finishing out now with Vidyard who Marcus is a big fan of.
Yeah.
And I'm basically taking YouTube and putting it on there in our learning center. But when a customer came to us, we take them down a video funnel. Hey, I've got questions on this. They click on it. I'm going through and answering those questions. You're filling out these forms and we're taking them down this whole journey, but it's me taking them down it. So what happens is when they pick up the phone, they call me. It's the funniest thing in the world. They're always like, wait, you're the guy from the video and you're the guy answering the phone?
Yeah.
And it just blows them away. Like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty right. We always tell our contractors here all the time, like, if you just answer your damn phone, you're probably going to get the job because most people don't answer their phones. All right, fighters, today you're listening to an interview with Chris Green, who's done 1,000 pieces of content in 1,000 days in a row, which is pretty damn cool, pretty damn impressive. And listen, I want to just take a minute right now that if you want to really amp up your presence online with relevant content that is going to get the right people calling your business, filling out the forms on your website, finding you and wanting to work with you, then talk to my friends over at the Contractor Growth Network. Go to thecontractorfight.com/CGN. Grab some time with Logan or somebody on his team and see how they can implement an amazing content strategy that's designed to attract, nurture, convert your ideal clients over and over again for you, damn near 24/7 while you sleep. Go to thecontractorfight.com/CGN. So can you look at when you look at your analytics and things like that and revenue month over month and things like that, can you see a direct correlation to the top line revenue of your business to when you started creating content?
I absolutely can, because of the way I've built it out in HubSpot with revenue attribution based on videos, based on blogs. But the other thing it tells me too is, hey, you know, you created a piece of general topic in this area, but you've got 40% of the people that are coming to your website are coming from this area based on IP address. So that tells me, hey, we need to localize that piece of content.
Mm-hmm. So I've jotted some things down here while we're talking here. I'm trying to think where I want to go because this is anyone that's ever listened to The Fight and followed me for any period of time, you know, I'm always beating the content drum and we've grown The Fight to where it is and all that other stuff because of the exact stuff that we're talking about here is that just showing up and creating content. So most of our listeners to this show are not jumping around from state to state with different regulations and questions and things like that, like you are, right? So what would you, if you were only in one location, could only be in one location, what you're doing, what would that playbook look like for you as far as going out on location with people? How would you approach creating content in your local area that might be something that could help somebody who's listening to this?
I'd be shooting that content with a local business owner. We call it a business spotlight. You know, if you're a contractor, bring in a local landscape company. If that's not something you do, it's your own location. There is a roofing company, contract company where I'm at, that does all these Facebook Live videos, but they do a phenomenal job of creating local content while they're on location at a customer's house, showing people where they're at, what the issue is, and how they're addressing it locally. You know, that's what I would love to see out these people. Say, look, you don't have to do it national like we did. That was never really even our goal. It just kind of happened that way. You know, we started in Alabama. We started in Birmingham. We rate almost number one on everything for flood insurance in Birmingham now. And I've never spent a single dime on an ad there.
Wow. So dig in. You'd bring in a landscaper. Like if I'm a general contractor, you'd interview a landscaper. And what would you do? What would that look like?
No, maybe we actually, you know, bring them in if they're working on the same project that we are. And people can actually see the work, you know, whatever it is you're discussing. Maybe it's a new build. Maybe it's a renovation with an addition. You know, let's just say Atlanta, Georgia, for example. Here are four things you should look for when doing an addition in Atlanta, Georgia. And not only do you go through and discuss them, but you actually show them the things you're discussing while on location, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So one of the things I've noticed here is, you know, you can point to your company growth and all this other stuff and revenue. And we touched on it earlier, but you're like, man, I don't have like crazy amounts of subscribers and all this other stuff. I mean, as the time of this recording, I'm looking at your YouTube channel, The Flood Insurance Guru on YouTube, and it says you got under 500 subscribers. Yet this thing is, and I've said this to people all the time, like, dude, there are people on YouTube that have millions of subscribers, hundreds of thousands, and don't don't make any damn money, right? And so, and this goes back to having the right people seeing the content and also not just creating it and letting it sit here, but repurpose it and use it in your sales process. Can you share a little bit? Because I'm a betting man. If I were a betting man, I would bet that you're using this stuff in other places and getting in front of people that have questions in your sales funnels and things like that. What does that look like?
Well, you know what I tell people with this content is I want my customer to feel like, or I want my referral partner to feel like I'm reading their mind. And that's how I can do when they ask me a question. I've already got a piece of video going on. I got a blog going on. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, this company knows exactly what I'm looking for. They know my struggles. And it's because I spent all that time creating it. But another thing, let's just talk about flood zones, for example. You know, I shot different videos on almost every flood zone over the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Recently, I did a video on, you know, the five top flood zones you need to pay attention to. And I took those six different videos, I put them together, and I created a longer piece of content with videos I'd already done. All I did was create a new intro and an out. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I sent it over to my content creation team, and they have it ready to go.
Well, it's like you were reading my mind because my next question was, what does your team look like? Like, what do you got behind the scenes happening here?
It's me. It was basically me for the first 2.5 years. And then I have a virtual assistant team of a couple people and that's it.
Gotcha. And do you have a videographer that follows you around?
Nope. And my phone, or it's me and my Sony A6400.
All right. So you shoot a video, you send it to your team, they get it edited, posted and all that good stuff.
Now, I'll post it because when they send it to me, I edit it just to make sure because they're still learning. But the other reason I have them send it to me too is when I look at it, sometimes when I watch a piece of content, it triggers my brain about a different piece of content of, we can take this piece of content and really create five different approaches with it.
I like that. Yeah, what was that thing way back in the day? Gary V created like, here's 8,050 ways to use one piece of content or whatever it was, right? I'm exaggerating, obviously, but yeah. And that's something that my team and I that's really on our next big agenda here is to take what the things Marcus teaches in his book and the things you're doing and this and that and going bigger and repurposing and, you know, some more of those things, just doing that in a better way.
The thing what I'll tell you is with the contractors, though, this is where the content I feel is going to benefit you the most. It's going to set you apart from your competition because it's going to create you as an authority. People are going to come to you to answer those questions. They're going to realize that you have the answer. You may not necessarily be trying to sell them something, but the guy up the street is trying to sell them something, but they have no educational content to support it.
Right. I've been doing some work on my house recently, and for the trades that I didn't already have relationships and know people, it's been a total pain in the butt getting, let alone anyone to answer their phone. But I just want to know what things cost. You know, I want to know what's next in the process and all this other garbage. It's been a total royal pain in the butt. I won't go into it here. I've lost my shit on this show many times about it. But yeah, it's guys, there are people out there that just want answers, you know, and you know, I had one guy go like, well, I don't want to talk about price and all this other stuff because it might change and this and that. And this, listen, this is old news. We're not even digging into this right now. Like it's the number one thing people search for in a product or a service. So they want to know what it costs and not always because they're looking for the cheapest price. They just want to know for their budget. That was my case. I was like, there are a few things I wanted to do. And I'm like, I wonder what that costs just to throw it into my budget while her and I, you know, the queen and I here were figuring out what we're going to do around the home. And I'm really blown away how hard companies make it for people to work with them. Like that to me is the biggest pain in the ass in my book. Is don't make it hard for me.
I just shot a video for our website that I'm getting ready to put up this week, a couple weeks ago, called, you know, you may have gotten a cheaper flood insurance quote from a competitor and here's why it may be a good fit for you. And it'll live on our website. Everybody's like, you are absolutely crazy. And I'm like, no, I said, because we're being completely transparent about pricing, but other things that pricing may not cover. We're willing to discuss the things on our website that others are not. I've got another video I'm putting up called Fears and Concerns When Buying Flood Insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a never ending. And like you said, when you're watching something back or the more that you're involved, I think as the owner, you get more ideas because it's like you get into that zone. You get in that content creation zone. I'm now to a point in my life, career, whatever, where I really don't separate my life and my business. They're very blended together and I have a great pace of life and things are great and this and that. My point here is that I see everything that happens throughout the day pretty much as a content opportunity. That's how I view the world now, where it's just, I feel like I'm always on with my radar on in that way.
And it drives my wife nuts.
Yeah.
Because I'll keep my phone, by my bed in case I wake up in the middle of the night with an idea and I can put it down on my phone. And then usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I shoot all of my content and I try to do about 2 weeks at a time. So like, I'm not shooting one video every day. That's one thing I've learned for the last 2.5 years is how to batch some of this content.
Yeah. Well, I notice here, I'm looking at your YouTube channel, like you were in Naperville and then you had a couple of videos shot in Chicago. So you were right in the area there, right? So over those course, a couple of days, you're just hitting local areas. And then I see from there, you were like in Iowa, so you're just kind of hitting certain regions and banging things out.
Just like I was in Texas and I heard Marcus speak a couple of weeks ago and I shot all of our video content for Texas while I was there. Mm. That doesn't mean I put it all out right now, but I'm like, look, I'm on location. We'll go ahead and batch all of this. So when we have it, we need it.
Yeah. So what's something that you feel might be important to share with everybody that we haven't touched on right now? Maybe.
I'll tell you the one thing I feel that was a difference maker for us was not, some fancy camera. It wasn't hiring someone to pay them $10,000 to produce a video for me. It was consistently doing the small things every day. Just that one video, maybe even picking up my phone, maybe doing a Facebook Live. But it was being consistent over the last 3 years. It has now built this massive library, this massive learning center for people, and really has helped create us as an authority in an industry and something that 99% of insurance agents actually run away from. Once you get outside the coastal areas, most people don't even want to talk about it, much less deal with it. And that's why we work with a lot of them now.
Where are you going from here? What's your vision for all this?
I'm actually shifting a little bit more into, I run a marketing agency as well. And so what I'm doing is actually using our insurance agency as a case study and showing people how, hey, take the ask you answer. And here's how we can help you build a $1 billion brand with $100 budget. Here's how we can help you compete with the Walmarts of the world without that budget. If we can do it in insurance, you can do it in anything.
Yeah. And you're doing it yourself. You're walking the walk.
Yeah. And that's what people want to see though.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't want someone to come sell me a bill of goods or something you've never done. No, you can actually see where we're using it every single day. And we're still learning every day. We're making changes. And we're showing you those changes so you don't have to go through the struggles that we went through.
All right. So I got one last question for you here. You got somebody listening to this. They're like, all right, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm doing this. I've been hearing about this stuff. If they've ever listened to this show, they've heard about content before. So what is the absolute very first thing they do?
Pick up your phone and record yourself a video. It's the hardest step and it's the easiest thing you can do.
But Chris, I'm not good on camera. I'm not good on camera, Chris.
I wasn't either. And there was a gentleman, Nicholas Ayers, like I told you. Mm-hmm. He made me go through these really uncomfortable videos talking about if I died, what happened to my family, my favorite beach vacation. Those are the things that got me comfortable in video. Like when I hire a team member here, the condition with them is, look, you may not be comfortable with being on video right now, but you have to be willing to be on video. Because, if you're afraid, oh, I'm going to screw up. I want you to shoot a video and screw up. I want you to screw up royal. You know why? Because then people are going to see that you're real and they're going to want to deal with you because of that. They don't want to deal with a person who shot that video 50 times. They want to deal with a person who mispronounced. Like, for example, I shot a video several years ago for Des Moines, Iowa, and I accidentally called it Des Moines. People just toasted me on YouTube. Yeah. I got more comments. I had more people reaching out to us, though, because they understood, you know what? Yeah, you screwed up. You owned it. But that's the kind of person I want to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't running from it. It's funny. I found when I started doing more video, I was actually more comfortable going live than I was pre-recording a video because I knew I didn't have a do-over. And it took a lot of pressure off of me. So that was kind of my hack that I always give guys. Just go live from a job site. And show us what's going on. You're in your comfort zone. You know what's happening here. Share a little bit about something and don't overthink it. Just be you. And you're right. People want to see more of that. They don't want to see all that polished stuff.
That's what I said. My best videos are a video I shot on my iPhone compared to my camera. It performs better.
Right. So, dude, if somebody wants to check out the stuff that you're doing, learn more about you and things like that, where can they find you?
You can go to my website, floodinsuranceguru.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, Chris Green. Same thing with Facebook. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Flood Insurance Guru, where I'm putting videos up every day. And then also, as I said now, I'm kind of walking people through a journey as I go through it on my own for the first time. And Marcus even helps me a little bit on creating this the world's largest flood learning center. where it'll have over 5,000 pieces of content. And I'm going to document every screw up I make, and maybe I can help somebody one day.
I love that, man. I love that. And I think that'll be a great resource for the trades as well. You know, I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, like every home inspector should know who you are, you know, and have these conversations. And I could just see so many connections and influencing relationships and things like that that can be beneficial everywhere. So, well, dude, man, I appreciate you carving out a few minutes to hang out with us here today. And we'll put all that stuff in the show notes. And with that, Chris, I appreciate you, man. And you guys, make sure you check out what Chris has got going on. Check out his YouTube channel. He's just showing up. He's like, he's no pun intended, but you know, one of our phrases here in the fight is be like water, man. Keep showing up. And the rock always gets worn down by the consistency of the water cutting through it. And that's what you've been doing, man. So hats off to you. I wanted to just introduce you to our people and show people that once you make your mind up on this stuff and you attack it, a lot of good things can happen, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having
me. All right, guys, we're out. Hey, if you haven't given the show a review yet, please head to iTunes and Apple Podcasts, whatever the hell they're calling it these days, and give us a review so that this gets in the ears of another home improvement contractor who can finally find some help to grow their business and have a better life. You guys rock. I got to roll, and I am out.